Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victory crests allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. President Trump has signed an executive order to deal with drug addiction. We'll talk about that later on. We're also going to talk about another double standard. Marco Rubio and the senator from Illinois, Tammy Duckworth, had a fierce exchange over Trump's failure to adhere to the so-called War Powers Act. Did Obama and Biden adhere to the War Powers Act? Were they accused of being dictators? Here's more from the 2011 documentary which came out during the Obama administration called Lost in Detention.
But when the governor's office looked at ICE's own statistics and discovered that less than 20% of those deported from Illinois had been convicted of a serious crime, they concluded they'd been sold a bill of goods.
We met on a number of occasions with the federal officials and said, this isn't going the way that you had described it and that we had understood. Can we fix this? And they said, well, if we're looking for the most serious offenders and we want to deport them, there's going to be collateral damage. And we thought, are we talking about collateral damage of a mother who had a broken taillight being separated maybe forever from her children? And we said to them, our interest is in zero collateral damage, not some collateral damage.
That collateral damage has been felt here in Lake County, Illinois.
My last name is Ramirez.
After 18 months of secure communities, Sheriff Mark Curran, once a supporter of the program, has had a surprising change of heart.
When I deal with the Latino community throughout Lake County, there's fear that's running through these communities. They know all about secure communities. They know the horror stories of their uncle or their brother that committed the most ticky-tack of offenses, got incarcerated as a result, and is now being deported.
But for supporters of secure communities, the program is doing exactly what it should be doing.
So when you hear stories about unauthorized immigrants now living in a state of fear because they could be detained and put into a detention center, you think this fear is a good thing?
Absolutely. I mean, it's supposed to be. It's like if you're speeding on the highway and you're afraid there might be a trooper around the corner, or if you want to claim a couple of extra deductions on your income tax form and you're worried about the IRS maybe paying attention, you're supposed to be afraid. In fact, the reason we have 11 million illegal immigrants is because too many people for too long understood quite clearly that there wasn't anything to be afraid of.
But Sheriff Curran says that fear is undermining the ability of law enforcement to do its job.
When the squad car rounds the corner, you'll see people scram. It's not because they're engaged in criminal activity necessarily. It's because they have this perception that they're illegal or they know somebody that might be undocumented and they don't want to have anything to do with the law enforcement.
And what does that do to you as a law enforcement officer?
Law enforcement works best when it's engaged with the community. To have the community not working with you, it's a frightening proposition.
Although Curran is now an outspoken critic of secure communities, the Obama administration has made the program mandatory, and the Lake County Sheriff's Department is still helping to identify and hold undocumented immigrants for ICE.
One thing that I've experienced is in 2002 when I started, you did not get a lot of immigration detainers. Now it appears to me that immigration is placing holds on almost everybody that was born outside of the United States.
This aggressive enforcement by ICE has been driven, according to insiders, by the agency's need to hit a target number of deportations, now 400,000 a year.
Again, under the Obama administration, target was 400,000 a year. You heard, we are now getting detainer requests for everybody who's in the country illegally. Did anybody cry out? Anybody demand the resignation of Jay Johnson? Anybody refer to President Obama as a fascist, as a Nazi? It's not like this wasn't known. It's that they didn't care because it was their guy in the Oval Office, their guy who was doing Obamacare. It was their guy. Back to the documentary.
Because the number 400,000 was what was agreed upon, what's happened is you pick up whatever you can. So the low-hanging fruit, the high-hanging fruit, and all the fruit that's in between, you would pick up whatever you could and take your collateral apprehensions, which would be the other illegals that may be present when you're arresting the fugitive, and bring them into custody as well to get the numbers moved up.
The pressure to move the numbers up was evident in an internal ICE memo last year. ICE was at risk of falling well under the agency's goal of 400,000 deportations, the memo says. In particular, it highlighted the shortfall of non-criminal removals.
So basically, Washington is setting some numbers, and on the ground, if you're not meeting those numbers, then you're being judged by not meeting those numbers.
You're being judged or you're being summoned to Washington. You know, you'll get this, be in my office tomorrow morning. So kind of a thing.
While ICE tries to hit its numbers, the results show up in the Miami courtroom of immigration judge Denise Slavin.
We're seeing more and more people who are just having some sort of contact with the law enforcement community, where the individuals who are being picked up were not the target of the law enforcement operation at all. They were a witness to a crime, a victim of a crime that could happen because they had a flat tire on the side of the road and the state police stopped. So I think that they're going after people if they're handed to them, probably is the best way to put it. That if the state police or local police run across someone who is unauthorized and call the Department of ICE, they're not going to say, no, we're not going to take that person. They're going to come and pick them up and put them in detention. That happens more now than it used to.
At the White House, President Obama's top advisor on immigration is Cecilia Munoz.
Even the supporters of the president, the Illinois governor, have said secure communities is doing more damage. And in fact, there's collateral damage of mothers being separated from their children, of fathers being separated from their children.
Right.
Is this collateral damage that this administration is prepared to accept?
Well, as a result of the concerns raised by the governor of Illinois, the governor of Massachusetts, and others, DHS made adjustments in how it's implementing the policy. So the feedback from the community has been important in shaping DHS's work. But at the end of the day, when you have a community of 10 million, 11 million people living and working in the United States illegally, some of these things are going to happen, even if the law is executed with perfection. There will be parents separated from their children. We don't have to like it, but it is a result of having a broken system of laws. And the answer to that problem is reforming the law.
So here she says, when you have 11 million illegal aliens in the country, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. And this is an administration that did not inherit 4 years of open borders in our South. 10, 12, 15 million, we don't even know how many illegal aliens came into the country by design under Joe Biden. Obama wasn't dealing with that. Still, he deported more people over the course of his 8 years than Trump has right now And even if Trump continues at the pace he's at right now, he will not surpass Obama's record. There's no way you can deport 3 million people unless a lot of them were not, quote, the worst of the worst. Nobody gave a damn. There were some activists who cared. Luis Gutierrez, who cared. But nobody called President Trump, President Obama, a Nazi, a fascist, a dictator. And don't tell me there weren't ICE and Border Patrol people in the street. There were. Pulled over for making an illegal lane change, he gets deported. Nobody cared. And again, this is an administration, Trump, that has to deal with an administration he inherited. Open borders. As President Trump has famously said, murderers, rapists, jails are being emptied out, mental patients. This is what the man inherited. Now, I want to know where all these people were during the 8 years of Obama when he deported an average of 400,000 illegal aliens per year, not all of whom were, quote, the worst of the worst. Where were you? Why don't you say something then if you're so concerned now? And this is not the only double standard. We're also going to talk about the way Trump is being vilified by the Democrats because of what he's done in Venezuela. I want to remind you of what was done under Barack Obama, what was done under Joe Biden. Did they invoke the War Powers Act that Trump supposedly violated? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. Relief Factor loves hearing from free customers and hopes that we can help you next. Bill writes, I've been crawling under sinks and working long hours for decades. My back and knees took the punishment. I thought pain was just part of the trade, but Relief Factor surprised me. Within weeks, I was working without wincing. I could get down on the floor and get back up without thinking twice, end of quote. Bill knows hard work. He knows pipes, tools, and long days on the job. What he didn't know is how good life feels when pain stops tagging along. Relief Factor didn't change Bill's trade. It changed his tomorrow. I know it's been a game changer for me. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and actually enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
Maybe this is you, too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Call Larry at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now, from the Relief Factor studio, here's Larry.
Last summer, Trump and the Republicans lavished ICE with $75 billion. That is more than their annual budget for 7 years. And maybe that is why ICE is handing out $50,000 recruiting bonuses. Now, in this budget, Trump and the Republicans want to reward ICE with an additional $10 billion in funding. That's right. Donald Trump wants us to write another check, hand it over to ICE, and let them keep rolling in the dough. But here is my view. I am a no. I am a hell no. We cannot give one more penny to Trump's ICE while its masked, poorly trained agents terrorize people all across this country. It is time for the United States Senate to step up and stop ICE's violence. We must stand united, and we must fight back, and we must do it now.
That is Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Michael is in Los Angeles. Michael, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, exactly. Amy Klobuchar is so right. We do have to defund ICE. They can't be wearing masks. They can't be infringing on our rights. They can't be going after people that leave.
Peacefully.
Well, you know, you've overstayed your visa. It's time to leave. Report to this office. And
That's not why. The reason Obama was able to do it peacefully, and that's what this documentary showed, that's why I played it, is because under the Secure Communities Act, which Obama was following, state, local, and federal officials cooperated together, gave them access to prisons, and that's why they were able to deport them. Also, there wasn't something called ODS, Obama Derangement Syndrome, and there wasn't something called ICE Watch, all of which, in my opinion, have conspired to make the dangerous journey of getting people off the streets necessary. They wouldn't have to get them off the streets. And right now, the Board of Czar has met with the AG of Minnesota, met with the mayor of Minneapolis, and met with the governor of Minnesota, all of which now say that we're going to give ICE access to the jails and honor the detainer requests, which were not honored before that. So this stuff is going to go away.
I really hope so, Larry. And there was Obama derangement syndrome. It, you know, Obama's blackness accelerated MAGA's ascendance.
Obama's blackness accelerated MAGA's. What are you talking about, Michael? What does that even mean?
The racist back.
What does that even mean?
The birther movement.
Oh, fine. Do you know who started the birther movement, my friend? I have to cut you off. I don't know why people like you don't understand this. There is a book called Game Change, written by two Democrats, John Heilman and Michael Halperin. Heilman is a regular pundit on Morning Joe, and Halperin used to be on Morning Joe. Now he is an independent guy who's got a podcast. He wrote a book called Game Change and talked about the Clinton campaign led largely by Sidney Blumenthal, is the one who said that Obama was not from here and from Africa. They went to the McClatchy newspapers and told them that, and McClatchy put on some people to investigate it. Turned out it wasn't true. But it was the Clinton campaign that did it. Can you find that clip, Mr. McConnell, where John Heilman was discussing this with Joe Scarborough and the former congressman from Tennessee was unaware, Democrat was unaware of this. He's now one of the five people on the five. And he said, that's not true. It wasn't true. And Morning Joe turned to John Heilman and said, would you please, you wrote about this, can you, and he confirmed that it was the Obama administration that started it. And my caller just said that's BS because you don't know. You're ill-informed. Harold Ford is the guy I'm talking about. He was another panelist on the show, and when it was brought up that Hillary did it, he said, that's just not true. Same as you said. He didn't know. Ms. McConnell, have you found it? All right, we'll play that for you in just a second. So please don't go away. Bill is in Philadelphia. Bill, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Somebody misspelled Pittsburgh and wrote in Philadelphia.
Oh, they probably spelled it like my last name. No, hey, you're so spot on, guy. And listening while you wait, that fella, and he, it's not his fault. It's the media's fault. Mm-hmm. Think about this. They only watch one news. Well, the one news is 14. You know, the alphabet monopoly, they own it all. You gotta, you know, dig in. Honestly. That wasn't my point, though. You're very knowledgeable. And we, when I say we, there's a little group of retired here. We thought somewhere down the line, it's been back a minute ago, wasn't there some law passed for the FCC-wise or regulation equal time on a story? That's our question mainly.
Yeah, well, there's an FEC regulation requiring equal time, and under the Reagan administration, he stopped following it and said it wasn't applicable, and that's what gave the rise of conservative talk, because before, under the equal time provision, it was interpreted that when you have a left wing person on your station, you need to have a right wing person on your station for balance. Reagan said this is nonsense. The market should dictate the kind of programming, for example, radio stations have. And that gave the rise to conservative radio. They tried to do liberal radio. There was a liberal radio network, and nobody watched because I think it was boring. Plus, if you want liberal news, all you have to do is cut on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and you'll get it. But I want to address the gentleman saying Obama's rise gave the rise to Donald Trump because Obama was black, and therefore Trump challenged whether or not Obama was from, wasn't even born here, and that was the racism that, I mean, honestly. Are you serious? And the way that Hillary got away with raising the issue of whether Obama was from Africa, and nobody thinks she's involved in it. I even heard Hillary many times say that it's a racist lie that Obama is not from here. Her campaign started it. There's a guy named James Asher from McClatchy. She said Sidney Blumenthal, who's one of Hillary's hatchet men, went to him and said Obama is not from America. He's from Africa. And they tracked it down and found there was nothing to it. James Asher went public and said that. Now look it up, my friend. Google it, my friend. We're trying to find the clip. Hopefully we'll find it in a few minutes. And then you can call up and say, Larry, I respectfully have to apologize. If that's your exhibit A for President Trump's racism, then point the finger at Hillary, not at Trump. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town. Walking to my doom. Well, I'm all alone in blue ass and beat, and I'm walking.
If you...
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. We got a little off track there because a caller called up and said Obama's election, because of Trump's racism, inspired the Trump presidency. It's essentially what made Trump become president, because of the reaction to the racism of having a black person, Obama, elected president. And I asked, what is his evidence? He said, well, Trump started the birther rumor. There's a guy named James Asher, A-S-H-E-R, former McClatchy, Washington bureau chief. And when this issue came up, he tweeted, City Blumenthal, the Hillary Hatchetman, more on him in a second, quote, told me in person Obama was born in Kenya, close quote. That's what he tweeted. And Cindy Blumenthal so angered Obama that when Obama got elected president and he made Hillary Secretary of State, she wanted to bring Cindy Blumenthal along with her. And Obama said, hell no. This is the guy that started the rumor that I was not from America. He will not be part of the administration. So Hillary still had him as an informal advisor, but she couldn't put him on the payroll. And then there's a book called Game Changers, I mentioned, co-written by John Heilman and Mark Halperin. I think I said Michael, Mark Halperin. And on 2015, on the MSNBC Hall morning show, he said it was the Hillary Clinton's 2008 team that started questioning Obama's birth certificate. And for somehow, some reason, there's a no-fly zone over Hillary on this issue, to the point where she has, with a straight face, referred to the rumor as a racist lie, even though it was her campaign that started it. We found the audio of it. We're trying to find some video to play it for you because we're a TV and a radio show. But, Mr. McConnell, let me know when it's ready, okay? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, the reason this is important is because there's something called Trump derangement syndrome. And a lot of it is because of stuff Trump never said. For example, one more time, he never said there are good and bad Nazis on both sides. He said, I'm not talking about the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis because they should be condemned totally. That's verbatim what he said. Yet Joe Biden started his 2020 campaign, his first video, talked about Charlottesville and repeated the lie that the president was referring to good Nazis and bad Nazis when he was referring to there are good and bad people on both sides of the issue about whether or not there should be a Confederate monument in public square. And again, the number one reason that people in 2016, before the election, likely voters gave for not liking Donald Trump is that he, quote, mocked a disabled reporter. He did no such thing. He mocked the reporter, but didn't mock the reporter's so-called disability. He mocked the reporter's retreat from his story. The reporter in question never even said he mocked me. And that gesture that Trump uses, he's used it for himself, he used it for an able-bodied general. As I mentioned before, there's a website called Catholic 4, the number 4 Trump, showing Trump using that gesture to mock himself, to mock other people. And what happened is Trump said that there were people in New Jersey that were cheering the fall of the towers. And because everything Trump says gets fact-checked, they couldn't find it for a couple of days. Trump produced this article written by a guy named Serge Kovaleski. And when people asked Kovaleski about it, he began retreating from the article. That's what Trump was mocking, not his so-called disability. Is it ready, Mr. McConnell? Okay, it's almost ready. Ronnie is in Santa Barbara, California. Ronnie, in the Larry Ola Show.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well.
Great, long time since I've spoken with you. Hey, well, I'd like to make a way to educate everybody. And start doing reruns even, and start at the Darien Gap where the migration came, and follow the trail all the way through Mexico where the cartels put race wristbands on people, and they put tattoos on the ladies. They'd have a sex on the ladies, a W on the men for work, and the O on the children for organ donating, and then you get interviewed all the way to the at the border. And then it shows them getting back to the facilities that the NGOs had, and then put on more buses and brought to the airports, and they flew all the night flights, and that's why there was a shortage of flights there for a while.
And I remember Martha Raddatz of ABC interviewing somebody crossing the border after Biden got elected and said, would you have done this if President Trump had been reelected? He said, absolutely not, absolutely not. Biden has given us permission. We're ready with that clip of John Heilman confirming that it was Hillary who started the issue of whether or not Barack Obama was in fact born here. I'm Larry Logan. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, "Before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have enough energy left for my family," end of quote. Kim is a story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give and more strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. And I felt the difference too. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and naturally enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one. To talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you. 800-555-2085.
That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Now back to the stage, Larry Elder.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We have a chance, you know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe Biden.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Okay, here is John Heilman on the Morning Joe Show confirming that it was a Hillary Clinton campaign that started the rumor that Obama was not from here, that he was from Africa.
For Hillary Clinton to come out and criticize anybody for spreading the rumors about Barack Obama when it all started
on 60 Minutes,
when it all started with her and her campaign passing things around in the Democratic primary, Rich, now listen.
He says he is.
The Republicans are wrong for doing what they're doing. It started, this started with Hillary Clinton, and it was spread by the Clinton team.
We're just telling
back
the
truth. Back in 2008.
But I don't even know.
That is the truth.
I don't believe.
Mika, you can't tell me to stop when the two of you are making comments. If there's a basis, an actual evidentiary basis for what you're saying, then I would agree with
you. That they're the ones that spread it in 2008?
That spread what in 2008?
Barack Obama may not be a Christian.
Well, we should ask Heilman this question because he's the official historian of the 2008 campaign.
I don't recall that, but if you're telling me that was the case, I just don't recall.
John Heilman
was the case.
It was the case. Thank you, John Heilman.
And didn't she go on 60 Minutes and not actually say no? He says he is.
I'm offering my
rule. What was that?
I'm affirming the Scarborough Brzezinski.
Again, Clinton campaign spreading rumors. Obama's not from here, from Africa. Obama's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. James Asher, McClatchy newspaper, said Sidney Blumenthal came to me and told me that, quote, Obama is from Africa, close quote. Look it up. But the media doesn't care, ignores it. And I'm not saying Trump didn't take it to another level. He did. And I criticized it then. I said there was no evidence that Obama was not from here. I thought it was a waste of time. And ultimately, Trump said I was wrong. But it was Hillary's campaign that started it. Now, let's talk about the grilling between Marco Rubio and Tammy Duckworth over Trump's supposed ignoring of the War Powers Act regarding his use of the military against Venezuela. This is from the Los Angeles Times. President Obama, who hoped to sow peace, instead led the nation in war. This is just a few days before he left office in January. I'm quoting. Obama leaves a very different legacy as he prepares to hand off commander-in-chief responsibilities to Donald Trump. Military forces have been at war for all 8 years under Obama's tenure. He launched airstrikes or military raids in at least 7 countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan. He vastly expanded the role of elite commando units and the use of new technology, including armed drones and cyber weapons. The administration built secret drone bases and other facilities in Africa and the Middle East and added troops and warships in Western Pacific. He moved troops and equipment to Eastern Europe to counter a resurgent Russia, approved a NATO air campaign in Libya, initially aimed at preventing a massacre of civilians by strongman Muammar Gaddafi. Obama said, quote, we all know in some form this violent extremism will be with us for years, justifying why he was using the military force. Also, there's this. He mostly relied, says the LA Times, on predators and other increasingly sophisticated drone aircraft. He wrestled with the growing reliance on drones and the use of them to carry out targeted killings. He even ordered the killing of a U.S. citizen. Again, I'm quoting LA Times. U.S. drones also killed at least 6 other Americans in airstrikes aimed at militants. In 3 years, up to 164 civilians had been killed in 473 airstrikes. Independence groups, however, put the death toll much higher, saying hundreds of civilians were killed outside the war zones and many hundreds more inside them. That's the LA Times. And this is a publication called Protect Democracy, which is a supposedly nonpartisan organization that's concerned about the use of the military and the failure to apply the so-called War Powers Act. This is under Biden. Earlier today, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Biden administration to release the legal justification for ongoing military action in Yemen. Said that as a senator, Biden wanted to use the War Powers Act. Yet, quote, once he became president, he shifted. Biden expressed the view that presidents have inherent authority to direct military operations where those operations serve important U.S. interests and are of limited nature, scope, and duration. Quote, quote, that's a Biden quote. This organization says the Biden administration also twice invoked emergency powers to circumvent Congress so he could provide arms to Israel. And now the Biden administration, it says, is escalating its military strikes in Yemen without congressional authorization and are skirting the guidelines imposed by the War Powers Resolution, end of quote. Again, one is from the LA Times, the other one is from an organization called Protect Democracy, which calls itself a non-partisan group interested in making sure that the president does not exceed his powers and that he adheres to the so-called War Powers Resolution. Now keep that in mind when we come back and I play you the exchange between Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Marco Rubio over the failure, she says, of Donald Trump to abide by the War Powers Act and is using the, quote, notorious Enemies and Aliens Act, close quote. But somehow, some way, no-fly zone over Joe Biden. Somehow, some way, no-fly zone over Barack Obama because he was their guy. Now, let me tell you about Brian from Alabama. He says, after taking Relief Factor for just 3 weeks, at least 90% of my
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You'll want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800 the number 4 relief. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Come on!
Joy!
Behold, the black face of white supremacy. Here's Larry Elder.
And he told me that, look, Tim, we did this in New Orleans, we did it in Louisville, there's no problems. And I said, you didn't kill anybody in Louisville or New Orleans, and the operation here looks very different from that. And then he told me it was successful in Venezuela.
He talked to you about Venezuela.
He did. He did. I'm not sure what gave him the indication that at this point in time what's happening to my state that I'm interested in Venezuela, but he told me how well that went. Which really was strange to me was he saw an operation in Venezuela against a foreign nation in the same context he saw an operation against a U.S. state and a U.S. city.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. That is Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. Now, this is Tammy Duckworth, military vet, Democrat from Illinois, versus Marco Rubio over the legality of what Trump has done as to Venezuela. I mentioned the questions about the legality of what Obama did as raised by the Los Angeles Times, Democracy, Project Democracy, raised the same questions about Obama, about Joe Biden. Did they face the same kind of virulent criticism? Number 22.
Gentlemen, do I understand that you're yielding to Senator Duckworth? Is that correct? Both of you? Senator Van Hollen? Are you going to yield to Senator Duckworth? Okay. Senator Duckworth.
I thank my colleagues. My daughter has dental surgery, so they've been very kind, so I can get her through that. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, last March, the President invoked the Alien Enemies Act, a notorious wartime law last used for Japanese internment. He said that he was responding to the Maduro regime's supposed invasion or other acts of war against the United States. But in recent weeks, you, the Department of Justice, and our friends across the aisle have repeatedly said that we are not at war with Venezuela. Secretary Rubio, if that is true and we are not at war with Venezuela, will you advise the President to rescind his invocation of the Wartime Alien Enemies Act?
Well, that was a mechanism to remove people from our country that prevents grave danger. So, for example, we know for a fact that Tren del Agua is a very dangerous gang. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I may have been the first member of Congress.
This is a wartime act, Mr. Secretary.
Well,
are we currently at war with Venezuela?
No, we're not in a state of war in Venezuela.
Okay, the Supreme Court has described the Alien Enemies Act as a wartime power, our Supreme Court. And before now, the Alien Enemies Act was only invoked during the War of 1812, World War I, World War II, when it was used to intern thousands of innocent civilians. Are you really arguing that the President should be able to wield an internment law?
No, but we're talking about two separate things here. So you're talking about the state of Venezuela or are describing the regime.
We will finish this exchange and this double standard at the top of next hour. Stick around for that. I'm Larry Elder. We're coming to you from the Relief Factor studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for a late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.